Avodah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Avodah Zarah Bavli, Daf Lamed. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yod Aleph Amud Beis, 9 lines up at the bottom of the page, with the words Bar Yudna Havale. Bar Yudna Havale Kunditun Megale Shalu Rabbanon Va'asun V'lekena Yitzchak Bar Nachman B'Shem Yerushua Ben Levi Achad V'Amar V'Masoik Ein Bahem B'Shem Gilui. Bar Yudna had Kunditun that had been left uncovered. He asked the rabbis and they prohibited it. But didn't Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman say in the name of Shuben Levi that for sharp, which is kundutun, bitter and sweet, then there's no concern of leaving it open overnight and no concern for Yai Nesech? And the Gemara answers, Rabban de Kifrin, Meshum of Yudah, Bar Titus, Bo, Teshachik, Chad, Letolta. Rabban of Kisoran, quoting Yudah in Bar Titus, said, sharp refers to when it has a third herbs, a third honey, and a third wine. But yet Bar Yudah had wine with less than a third of herbs mixed into it. They asked Rabbi Abo, what's the law concerning cooked wine that was left uncovered? Rabbi Abo answered that if Rabbi Yochanan was doubtful about wine that had begun sweet, even though a snake doesn't like sweet wine, how can you ask me about wine that is started out as good wine that a snake might drink from but had become sweetened through cooking? It should certainly be prohibited. Bar Natiza, Iskailen Le, Gigife, Shalom, Rabbi Bar Mamal, Amalei, Imhaya Nichnas, Vyotse Mutter. Bar Natiza's barrel of wine was left uncovered. He asked Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, who told him that if there was a person coming in and out of the room during that time, if permitted, because a snake would be afraid to go and drink from the wine. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Rabbi Ami Bishem Rabbalaza, Imhaya Yoshin Mutter. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, quoting Rabbalaza, said if a person was sleeping close to the wine, it would be permitted because a snake would also be afraid. Rabbi Chanina Rabbi Shur ben Levi, Chadama Yashin Mutter, Vechadama Yashin Osa. Rabbi Chanina Rabbi Shur ben Levi disagree. One said if a person was sleeping there is permitted, and the other said it would be prohibited. Mistavad Rabbi Chanina Amma Yashin Mutter, the Bechol Asa Samich Rabbi Loza Rabbi Chanina. It's logical to say Rabbi Chanina permitted it because Rabbi Loza always relied on the view of Rabbi Chanina, and Rabbi Loza said above that it's permitted. Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul, Mishtai, Ahein Uvda, Uvda Hava Isa, Chada, Dabas Rachma, Mitzvasa, Ubala Shana Mitzvasa, Asacha Mesakem Yavas Kumei, Vachil, Elgishas Bala, Istelik, Vetamarte, Beelise, Tavas Kumei Bala, Vacha Vadamichle, Asa, Chavia, Vacha Mikumei, Kam Bala Menchinse, Uba Mechol, Shoyahu, the Ulse Milule. Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul told over a story about a woman who loved mitzvahs like giving tzedakah, but her husband hated because he was stingy. A poor man once came and she gave him food. She realized her husband was coming and was afraid that he would be upset with her for doing so. She sent up the poor man to hide in the attic and served her husband a meal. Her husband fell asleep and a snake came and ate from the food. When the husband woke up, he wanted to eat that food, but the poor man, who had seen the snake eat from it, began crying out to warn him against it. Hada'ama Yashin Osa. And the deduction from here is, and this is the correct gear, says that this shows that if a person was sleeping close by, it should still be prohibited. Koyachava, and the Gemara rejects that no, the snake was often in the house, so it was not scared of the husband, but usually snakes would be scared and would not come and consume it. Veina Osa Meshim Yichud, the Gemara asked, why wasn't the poor man suspected of adultery because he was secluded with a married woman? The answer is the Pasuk says in Yechezkel in Perchof Gimel, Pasuk Lamed Zayin, when they're adulterous, their blood is in their hands, meaning that one who is suspected of adultery is also suspected of spilling blood. But since this poor man was not suspected of spilling blood because he saved the husband's life, he was also not suspected of adultery. Masa b'chosel echad johay megalgel begiluyim velaka bedaleket v'ho oisa yoshev v'doyrish b'yam kippurim v'saluchis shalmayim. There was once a pious man who spoke disparagingly about the prohibition against consuming wine that was left uncovered. He was afflicted with a high fever because he consumed snake's venom after ignoring the prohibition. They saw him sitting and expounding on Yom Kippur with a flask of water in his hand. Since his illness was life-threatening, he needed to drink. Maase b'tabach echad b'sipurin shaya machles yisor nevelos atreifus pamachas erev Yom Kippurim im chashecha shasa yain harbe v'nishtacher. There was once a butcher in Sipporin who would feed Jews nevelos, which are animals that are not slaughtered correctly, and trefers, which are animals that have an illness that would make them die within 12 months. Both of these are Isurim in the Torah. Now once on Erev Yom Kippur, towards nightfall, he drank a lot of wine and became drunk. He climbed up onto the roof and fell and died, and dogs came and licked his blood. Asan Shalom Rabbi Chanina Mao Meavarte Min Kumi Hoin, Amalayan Ksiv Vanche Kodish Tirun Li, Obasa Basada Trefer, Le Seichelu, Le Kelet Tashlichon Oisoi, Ve gozres haklavim behechres yisol neves yitrefus al punlei mididhoin inun achlin. They told Rabbi Hanina about it and asked him if they could move the body because of respect for the dead. And he said to them, the pasuk says in Shmoyis Perk Chafbeis Pasuk Lamed, and you shall be to me holy men, and you shall not eat trefer meat of the field, but you shall throw it to the dogs. And this man stole from the dogs and fed Jews Nereus and trefers. Leave the dogs, because they are eating from that which is deservedly theirs. Chad bar nash havalei chad garav megalei ba'uvas sumeraba azol bai lemishpachei amalei chavrei aifi ba'ana shasilei amalei megalei hava amalei mawe deyome ka'im leichashev lemishtei la'aspik mitayim ad de'ithchalchel. A person had a barrel of wine that was left open overnight on Erev Yom Kippur. He wanted to pour it away. His friend said to him, give me the wine and I'll drink it. The owner replied that it was left open overnight. And the friend said, give it to me and I'll drink it. And the master who told us to eat and drink on Erev Yom Kippur will stand up and protect me. He tasted it, and before he had even thought about finishing it, the venom spread throughout his body and killed him. Remember, quoting Rav Chiya bar Abba said that all venoms cause boils, except for snake venom that actually kills. Rav Chiya Amar Einishalin al Agiluyim. Rav Chiya says one does not even need to respond to one who asks if it's permitted to drink wine left uncovered, because it certainly is prohibited since it's life-threatening. Rav Yirmiyah bar Kaimi Rav Zeira, Mari Deshmursa Misnamnim. Rav Yirmiyah asked a question. He asked Rav Zeira, who had experienced such a case, as the Gemara will bring, that according to the opinion earlier that if a person slept near wine that was left uncovered, it's still prohibited, what if the person was only dozing? Rav Zeira have a yasev achil beramsha itfe butzina bahedamech yev yedei al tumnosa adlekin butzina ashechun ahein shfifuna shudoyme lesara korech al tumnosa. Rav Zeira was sitting and eating at night. The candle went out and Rav Zeira began to fall asleep. He put his hand on a measuring utensil called a tumnesa, which is the eighth, to check if there was a snake. They lit the candle and found a snake similar to a hair's breadth that was wrapped around the utensil. Amalei Roshia Leyavina Zayelach Rizo said to the snake, you evil one, if I had not been careful to place my hand on the utensil, you would have gone in and drank it. And this shows that a snake is not afraid of a dozing person. Amrabi Ami, Srichim Anan Chashin Alma Debaise Chashashin. Rami says we must be careful of those things that people are careful from, even if there's no written source for it. Asa Lemitan Pritin Gun Goy Puma. Don't put money in one's mouth, lest it have on it germs of a sick person and the sickness will be transferred to him. Pitata Tachus Ben Be Shechia. Don't put bread under the armpit because it's a dirty place. Tavshila Tosi Alsa. Don't put food under a bed because of Ruach Ra, the evil spirit that can rest upon it. Don't insert a knife into an esrog or a radish because it's not visible and someone might come and sit on it and be stabbed. Rabbi Yossi Rabbun says all sweat that comes from a person is poisonous except for the sweat of the face. Rabbi Yanai says one who wishes to endanger himself by consuming something that might have been left exposed overnight, his gain from consuming it is small like a coal, and if he loses, the loss is as great as a diamond. Rabbi Yonason ki have a varnash shayele amalei alva denafshach ana. When people would ask Rabbi Yonason a question about the laws of uncovered items, he would tell them, am I a guarantor for you that I need to warn you not to put yourselves in danger? He would avoid answering the question. Amr Shimon ben Lakish, Ilu Leludin, Zavinas, Gamech, Zavinta, Gamech, Bedamim, Yisirin, Vekach, Bedamim, Kalilin. Rav Shimon ben Lakish said, if you would sell yourself to the cannibalistic people of Lud, you would only do it for a lot of money. But here, when an item might have been left uncovered, you're prepared to endanger yourself for a small gain. Rav Asi, Rav Yechon, Rav Shimon ben Maseira, Yain Nesech, Shenofa Labor, Yemocher, Kuloi, Lenochui, Chutz Medimen Yain Nesech, Sheboi. Rav Asi and Rav Yechon, quoting ben Maseira, said, if Yain Nesech fell into a pit of wine, the entire mixture should be sold to a Gentile, aside from the value of the Yain Nesech. Rabbi Asi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Stam Yeina Shonochui Osa Veinim Atameh Hifkida Yitzlai Osa B'shtir Umutu B'hanor. Rabbi Asi, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that Stam wine, which is wine about which it's unknown whether it was used for idolatry, if it's of an idolater, it's prohibited, but it doesn't make things Tameh like actually Yain Nesech, and if a Jew deposited his wine with an idolater, it may not be drank, but it's permitted to benefit from it, such as by selling it to a Gentile and keeping the money. Rabbi Zeira asked Rabbi Yasser, may one derive benefit only when a corner was designated for it to be placed, or even without that? Rabbi Yasser answered, even without that. Also we have Bob Shem of Yochanan, Shalash Yenu Sein, Shiva, Nochri, Manasrei, Vadai, Dabeth, Krechavim, Matame, Tumachamura, Gesheret. Stam Yenu Shiva, Nochri, Osa, Vene Matame, Hifkida Islai, Behoisim Echad, Osa, Vishtia, Umuta, Bahano. The Bob quoting of Yochanan says there are three categories of wine. The first one is if one saw an idolater using it for idolatry, like an idol itself, he has a high level of Tumma, like a Sheret, and that brings Tumma to one who touches it, but not to one who carries it. The second category is a stam wine of idolaters, which is prohibited to derive benefit from, but they did not give it the status of tamei. And the third category is if a Jew deposited his wine with an idolater, and if it was sealed only with only one seal, he may no longer be drunk, but one may derive benefit from it. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Koimi Rabbi Zeira, Chami Ma'ar Loi Ma'ar, Ela Bechoisem, Ha'Belei Choisem, Osa B'Shtir V'Hanoya. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked a question to Zeira. Examine the words of Rabbi Abol. He only said it's permitted to derive benefit from depositing wine when there's one seal, but without it, both drinking and deriving benefit are prohibited. And it's a question against Rabbi Yasser, who permitted deriving benefit even if there was no seal. Hoi Rabbi Lazar B'Miyached, V'Havah Rabbi Zeira, Chadiba. Rabbi Lazar ruled that if a person deposited wine with an idolater and he designated a certain place for it, and the Jew was given the key to the place, or there was a seal on the wine, it's permitted to then derive benefit from it, but without designating a place, it's prohibited. Rav Zeira was happy with that ruling because the Rav Lazar was assumed to have received it from Rav Yochanan, and it answered the earlier question.